She was a long, lean Mississippi queen, longest legged dancer they ever had seen. She could lay down something strong, but her heart was cold as her legs were long.
Dive bars, dirt roads, gun racks, songs by Carrie Ann Hurst don't shy away from much.
You can't catch them, too fast women in an American made machine. Say it's all right if you wanna go with me.
This is American Made Machine, a song from Carrie Ann Hurst's new album Lions and Lambs. The singer had her first taste of national exposure last year when one of her songs was used on the HBO show True Blood. Carrie Ann calls Charleston, South Carolina home, but we caught up with her where else? Somewhere out on the road. Oklahoma City, is that where you are today, Carrie Ann?
That's correct.
Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
So happy to be here today. Thank you.
So you're raving about this tour that you're on. You're with your husband, fellow musician Michael Trent, and is your dog with you too, Towns?
Yes, Towns is with us. Towns Van Zant Robinson is in the van with us.
And Towns Van Zant, remind us, a famous outlaw country singer.
Yes, one of the greatest songwriters of our time.
And what kind of dog is Towns?
Towns is most likely a plot hound, a sorrowful-eyed hound dog. He's our pride and joy and our best friend and the person or dog, the person that keeps us grounded when we travel.
The person. Does he perk up when you're singing? I mean, does he know your music?
You know, I was concerned at one point, especially when we were in a full band, that we were maybe too loud or you know, troublesome to his sensitive ears. But he likes to be right in between the bass drum and the loud guitar amp. So apparently those big ears just keep out the irritating frequencies, and he just falls asleep right there. I think he quite likes it.
Well, I imagine you, when you're on tours like this, singing in just the seediest bars one can imagine to a rowdy crowd, you know, 100 people drinking beer. I mean, is that anywhere close to reality?
Yeah, I think that is pretty close to reality. Sometimes it's two people drinking beer.
And you mentioned one show before we actually started recording this. It's the Wormy something was a bar that
the
you're...
Wormy Dog. That's here in Oklahoma City. The Wormy Dog Saloon.
Well, there you go. Carrie Ann, how do you keep the energy going if you're just looking out from stage at two beer drinkers sitting there listening?
Well, that's the cool thing about being in a band with Michael is
your husband.
Yes, my husband Michael and I, we entertain each other. And it's good for your character. It's good to be reminded, you know. Some nights it might be 1,000 people, but it might be two people someday. And you have to decide at the beginning if you're willing to find happiness without necessarily having 1,000 people stroking your ego.
So happiness can be you and your husband, two people drinking beer, and your sleeping dog as you're playing.
Yeah, that's right. It has to be. It has to be happiness.
I mentioned that the HBO series True Blood used one of your songs, Hell's Bells.
Well, Hell's Bells, what you trying to sell? Put it on the table for the take it to jail. What you said, got a bottle to your head, and you never saw it coming. They were pretty white shirt in the rain.
The overall tone of the song is pretty tough and kind of gritty.
It does sound tough and gritty.
It's tough and gritty. I think that it's also a little bit subversive because it's basically, it's been perceived as a drug addict fighting a drunk.
Okay.
To see who comes out on top. So it's kind of got that edge to it.
Who comes out on top?
I think the drug addict comes out on top because he's meaner.
It's mean, it's gritty, but somehow it's your sweet voice. I mean, how do you get that to all mixed together?
Well, as sweet as I am, for the most part, I think that my grandfather left me with a mean streak that, when agitated, when provoked, can kind of emerge in that way. And I think that that song kind of is the best example of that. There's one on the on a record we made called Shovels and Rope with Michael and I called the Hollow Point Blues, which kind of has the same thing. It's like, Carrie Ann, are you okay? Why are you so angry today?
I think I'm glad I haven't provoked you in our interview. Thank you for sparing
me. You could never provoke me.
Well, we thought we'd end the conversation and actually end this hour of the program with your song, Can't Say Goodbye.
I can't say goodbye, all I know.
the voice of Carrie Ann Hurst from her forthcoming album, Lions and Lambs. Carrie Ann, this was really fun. Thank you so much. Enjoy your travels.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
And tell Towns I said hi.
I will. I'll scratch his ear for you.
Please do. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen will be back next week. I'm David Greene.